Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, July 22nd. Our media consumption has changed a lot since the pandemic began. You don't have to be a Netflix binge watcher to know that. And that means advertisers have had to change their ways, too. Marketers have been hit hard by the coronavirus. Budgets for advertising in general were reduced in the second quarter, and they'll remain lower than usual later this year, according to industry publication Marketing Dive. But the dollars they're spending? They're increasingly moving to where we are, with our eyes glued to streaming TV and social media platforms. And now this change is giving small businesses an opportunity most normally can't afford, to advertise on TV via the streamers. Typically, Netflix, Roku, Hulu, and the like sell ads to the top brands for big bucks. Disney-owned Hulu, for example, said on its site that it has long enjoyed relationships with the top 200 brands. But now streamers are looking to sell to the much larger universe of mom-and-pop shops and entrepreneurial startups, and they're offering good deals. Hulu just announced a new self-service ad sales platform that will allow small businesses to run TV campaigns for as little as $500. Advertisers will upload and schedule their own 15 and 30-second ads. That's the way most digital advertising works. Brands use online platforms to schedule and target ads and track the results. But self-service ad buying is new to TV. Typically, brands have scheduled TV campaigns through media buyers and ad agencies. That's been a notoriously difficult and expensive proposition for all but the biggest marketers. Minimum TV ad spends typically start at thousands to ten thousands of dollars, Hulu official Faye Trapani told trade publication Digiday. Hulu's new offering should be welcomed by small companies looking to get the word out. Hulu says these advertisers will be able to target viewers by age, gender, location, interests, and categories of shows they watch, according to Marketing Dive. Hulu appears to be the first streaming service to offer a self-service ad platform for small companies. Still, it faces robust rivals eager for the small business community's advertising dollars. Earlier this month, TikTok also announced a new self-service ad purchasing tool. Buyers can use TikTok's tool to create and target ads and manage their ad budgets. The company says it wants to help small companies recover from pandemic-induced economic pain. Along with announcing its self-service ad platform, TikTok also announced that it will give $100 million in ad credits to small and mid-sized companies. With its new platform, TikTok follows in the footsteps of older digital companies. According to Marketing Dive, Facebook, Google, Pinterest, Snapchat, and Twitter have had self-serve platforms for years. How quickly and enthusiastically small and mid-sized companies will flock to either new ad service, TikTok's or Hulu's, remains to be seen. But what's also interesting here is that Hulu's self-service tool is currently in beta. When it matures, it's likely that the streamer will open it up to bigger advertisers. Writing in Digiday, reporter Tim Peterson says that since the economic downturn, larger companies have been asking for more flexibility in TV advertising. Using self-service tools, buyers can quickly see how their ads are performing, and they can change or cancel campaigns on a dime. In contrast, Peterson writes that large companies working through media buyers don't get tracking information for a couple of weeks, which can feel like eons in our news-packed coronavirus era. Bottom line, if Hulu opens the tool up to larger businesses later this year, Peterson predicts it will unleash, well, a stream of new ad dollars to the streamers. And if Hulu's new self-service program succeeds, will rival streamers follow? We're making an educated guess, yes. As we've reported here, streaming viewership is booming, especially among advertisers' most coveted audiences. Hulu says 90% of 13 to 54-year-olds now watch TV via streaming services. Hulu's new initiative is intended to break down the obstacles small companies have faced reaching that huge TV audience. For viewers, this should mean more variety in ads. But what can you get for a $500 ad buy? One thing is for sure. When it comes to production values, small advertisers will still have a tough time competing with the big guys. Sure, everyone's creative, but don't expect your local florist to surprise anyone with ads worthy of the Super Bowl. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. I'm your host, David Brown. This episode was written and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant, edited by Emma Portman. Our executive producer is Marshall Liu, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.